It's Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Apple's WWDC moves show a platform play. Why Huntress's product announcement interests me. And Microsoft blocking and tackling. This is the Business of Tech. Big news from Apple's WWDC event, so let's start there. I won't do a roundup of every developer detail, but instead focus on several key highlights I'll offer perspective on. As expected, Apple is moving the Mac to its own line of silicon, outlining a two-year transition period for the operating system. The company is also making moves clearly designed around regulatory pressure, allowing changes in the default email program and web browser on iPhone, and allowing HomePod to work on other streaming services, as well as changes to its developer approval process. They're launching new privacy labeling on apps and app clips, the ability to expose small pieces of an app without installing them. Why do we care? It's a long list of features, but I'm not so interested in those, and you can research them on your own. I want to talk about the platform, Apple's transition to a single integrated set of its own silicon. This is a transition Apple has done before, and I think they're quite capable of it. Disclosure, I'm a Mac user and an Apple ecosystem person, so I have some bias. The idea of a converged platform becomes quite interesting when you think about mobile, desktop, and laptop sharing components, and then also being able to share software. It's very intriguing. If you listen to my If I Started an MSP Today editorial, you know my vision of a future includes a zero-trust world of managing data's own security. The Apple ecosystem design allows for a multitude of different devices and form factors working together that would really allow for this, and very interoperable with the cloud. When you consider the entire ecosystem, not just desktops and laptops, this is a pretty compelling case. Does represent a significant shift in opportunity. If I were a provider, I'd be considering this a piece of the model. Today is clearly Platform Day, as Huntress Labs has launched their new platform approach and launched two new services. Ransomware Canaries for incident detection and External Recon for detection of attacks against RDP ports and other external surfaces. Both are available now at no additional cost. Of note, from MSSP Alert, quote, during its recent round of funding, Huntress showed investors how it planned to scale its security platform with one-time R&D costs that add more and more value to the overall system. All the financial math checked out, and now the security company is charging ahead with the platform build-out. Why do we care? I don't much care about product launches as a general rule, nor funding rounds. But I want to examine that statement from Huntress. One-time R&D investment to add to the overall system, and now building out a platform. Referencing my editorial on capital investments and how capital can change a market, I focus on the fact that an R&D investment is required in order to build new things, and that's what Huntress says it has done. Thus, we care to watch how this develops. If the company is now able to roll out new features and functions within the platform at a rapid rate, you'll see that the statement bears fruit. And the coming execution matters. I'm not entirely surprised a founder-driven company might take this approach. Now let's see if the investors are rewarded by this coming to fruition. Thus, I did want to note a different execution from some of the others' plans that I've criticized before. In today's blocking and tackling, two quick updates. Microsoft is killing off Skype for Windows 10, merging with Skype for desktop to have a single experience. Both apps are going to be available and offer consistent feature sets. Two features go away temporarily, Share Integration and Outlook Contact Sync, but trade for new additional features. Additionally, Microsoft has made Teams for consumers available in preview on iOS and Android. Why do we care? Quick comment on why. Much of this consumer focus will trickle up into SMBs, and I think important to know what's coming, but also leverage it. Today's episode is brought to you by PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing program for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.